Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. SiriusXM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. All right, well, welcome our AM radio affiliates back in a couple of moments. Speaking of soccer, there was a big debacle with the Canadian national team. And I got to tell you, I didn't see this coming. So they were supposed to play Iran. All right, they were supposed to play Iran. Today in Vancouver, and they announced this about a month ago or so, and Iran, of course, are in the World Cup as well, and Canada are looking for world-class teams to play against. So they line up Iran, and there was like a massive protest, all right? Like people were going to protest outside the stadium, and I guess the players weren't even going to play the game. All right, so it started off with, and, you know, we're finding out now that basically the players told them, we're not playing Iran, all right? We're not, like, walking through protesters that, like, of people that have been killed. There's, like, Canadian journalists have been killed in Iran, and there was a bombing in Scotland years ago in which Canadians died, and, like, basically there's just a lot of stuff, all right? And so, like, families were going to protest, and it wasn't good. And the team Canadian players knew it wasn't good, and they didn't book the game, so they told the Federation, listen, we're not going to play Iran. We don't want to play Iran. So they canceled the Iranian game. Thing is, they already booked it, so they had to pay Iran $500K anyway. So they had to give Iran $500K. All right, so they're down $500,000 now. And then they rebook and they play Panama. And then I saw today, I see that game canceled due to contract dispute. Players are holding out. They went on strike. And I'm thinking, why would Panama come all the way to Vancouver to go on strike? And I went, no, Panama didn't go on strike. It was Team Canada that refused to play the game. All right, so I guess Team Canada told the Federation last night, we're not playing. All right, and they've got a problem with, like, the money, and I guess more than just money, but, like, listen, the program before Team Canada was always, like, useless, right? There was nothing to it. But now, suddenly, you got a bunch of stars on the team. And they're not just, like, showing up. And it's not like, you know, some people are like, oh, like, you know, they wanted more money to play the game. No, it's the overall picture of the program that basically the players asked, where's all this money go anyways? Right? Like, you say it's going here and there, but we want to see it. And I guess they weren't shown it, and they called the bluff. They said, listen, if you don't show us, like, exactly to the dollar where everything is going, and the Canadian men stepped up and actually said today, too, that you need to pay the women the same amount you pay us. So, like, they stepped up. Like, they're not, like, it's not like, oh, they're being selfish. They said, listen, there's a lot of things behind the scenes that are going on here that we want to make sure are in order. And I think they're questioning how much money people are making besides them type thing. Like, how many of these suits guys are making big money right now suddenly because they're good? Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. You know how we roll. Jason B. Takafin will step up in a couple of minutes. We'll talk some baseball. We run the gauntlet here, man. We'll talk hockey later, more hockey with Babano. We'll talk NBA Finals, of course. Let's try to get into a little USFL football. There's a ton of soccer news. There was an international incident and debacle in Canada earlier in the day. The Canadian soccer program left thousands of fans. They didn't tell them that they canceled the game against Panama because Team Canada's players went on strike. You figure, between Panama and Canada, who's going on strike? Well, you figure it would have been Panama. Wrong. All right, Messi scored 5 goals today. Warriors get it done this evening. The Lightning win earlier in the day. San Diego were having a rough time on a Midwest trip this week. St. Louis roughed them up pretty good, but they bounced back. They win 3 of 4 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Another day, another more drama in Los Angeles, we should say, over the weekend. Something strange, always with Dave Roberts, something strange. And I've defended Dave Roberts more than, pretty much everybody. All right, because I understand that Major League Baseball managers don't have the power that people think they do. They used to, but they don't. Everything is decided before the game. Everything is done by analytics. Everything is done by the general manager and management. Yeah, you know what? The manager has some impact on a game, but not as much as people think. Not as much anymore. But Dave Roberts tried to put in a position player to pitch. But what I don't understand is you're only down by 5. So why are you tapping out? I'm going to ask Jason B. Takafin. Ian Cameron is going to join us a little bit later on as well. We'll get into
whether it's slots or live dealers. SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The NBA Finals, current updated NBA Finals MVP price, Steph Curry. Listen, Steph Curry was minus 105, minus 110. I think he closed at about minus 115 to be the MVP. He's currently minus 120 right now. Jason Tatum is plus 155. Yet I think we have some value looking at the NHL MVP. The Conn Smythe, there's some big numbers on the board right now. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. Baseball is next. Jason B. Takafin. I am Gabriel Morenci. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, breaking it down. SiriusXM channel 159 on Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Let's bring in Jason B. Takafin, a 3-time champion with the Vancouver Canadiens, a ball affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, to break it down. There's a lot of baseball news to get to. Jason, it's always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Gabe, thank you very much. You're not kidding. There is a lot of stuff happening all over the league.
So let's start off sort of a 2-for-1 deal here, because I wanted to obviously talk about the Philadelphia Phillies and the managerial change that they made. But let's start off with the Angels. And I almost feel bad because I had Trent Rush, who does the postgame for the Angels, on the show last week, and they haven't won a game since. We talked about how good the Angels' season has been so far, but we also said, but the schedule gets a lot harder over the next couple of weeks, and this has just been a disaster for the Angels, losing 10 in a row. Then today they have a 5-0 lead. You figure, all right, it looks like they're going to salvage something and stop the bleeding. Nope, they end up losing 9-7.
Yeah, not only that is, you're not kidding about that schedule being difficult. Of the 11 losses in a row, they started off with a loss to the Rangers, who, by the way, are no slouch since their 2-9 start. They lost to they got swept by the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and now the Phillies. And that's not really good, because they've had the Angels have had 3 separate seasons, right? They had that first 7 games where Madden walked in a runner and they lost that game. He walked in a run with the bases loaded in the 4th inning, and that was kind of weird. But then they went 23-16, or 26-14 rather, and now They've just lost 11 in a row. And I'll tell you this. The Red Sox are playing the Angels on Monday night. The Red Sox are already in Oakland, and the Angels are going to take a very depressing flight across country. And it's an early start tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., so they are right back at it. Sometimes when you lose, that's not a bad thing, but that's almost like a slap in the face, and the Red Sox are going to be rested. Probably they're in L.A. probably right now.
Yeah, and it's, I guess you could say, well, the Angels are going home. Yeah, that's the good news. The bad news is you're playing the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Then, oh, yeah, you're playing the Mets. So it's a four-game set with the Sox. Then you've got three games with the Mets, and then after that, you're going to Chavez Ravine. And then you go to Seattle. And, yeah, Seattle are struggling as well, but it's never easy to win in Seattle. I don't want to be too dramatic, but has the season just fallen apart for the Halos?
Well, it has. I mean, you don't lose 11 in a row with things going very well. Even if you kind of dink and dunk, and like you said, the schedule is difficult, but the Red Sox are 14-6 in their last 20, and they're not necessarily feasting on bad teams. Yes, Oakland's not very good, but they only went 3-2 against the Orioles. They're not exactly, it's not all cupcakes for them. They're in a heap of trouble. We talked about last week, or last time we spoke, we talked about they were plus 160 to make the playoffs. I didn't really like their chances for the division, but I still, you know, they've built up a great lead that they are still only, or a great record, they're still only one game below 500. That's not terrible. And when you do very well, it allows you, it insulates yourself against slumps like this. And I hope for their sake they can turn it around real quick.
For the record, the updated number right now in the American League West at FanDuel, Houston Astros minus 490, Los Angeles Angels 5-1, Seattle 27-1, Texas 50-1. And Oakland's actually 500-1. So speaking of Philadelphia, I guess while we can say it was the managerial change, something that had to happen. We see this all the time where teams will win after they make the change, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to keep winning. But what was your opinion of the Girardi situation?
So I am a very proud Girardi truther in that I don't think he should have been let go by the Yankees. Up until this year, I think that if you dropped truth serum in even the most hardcore Yankees fan, they would say that Aaron Boone has not done as well as they thought they would, and maybe Girardi could have squeezed out a few more playoff appearances or even maybe done better in 2019 if you sort of absolve their loss to the whole Astros scandal. Girardi is known for being, he's very tight. He takes every game very serious. He is a capital P professional, and the Yankees called him the binder because he walked around with all these notes, which kind of gets on young guys' skin. But the Phillies aren't young. The Phillies have a lot of free agents. Phillies have a lot of guys who are also uptight. Bryce Harper's uptight. Zach Wheeler's uptight. Aaron Nola's uptight. They want to win. Nick Castellanos, they all came to win. And while they don't exactly have the best roster constructed for defense, they still should be doing a lot better. Rob Thompson, by the way, Canadian-born manager, tip of the hat, gets a sweep in his first series. Not bad, including a walk-off by, of all the DHs they have, Bryson Stott. Right, if you had him hitting a game-winning three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth, you know, you probably made a lot of money.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us. You mentioned Thompson being the manager, first full-time Canadian manager since 1934. Actually, a piece of baseball history right there. But what about moving forward? It's Philadelphia. We know that from the ownership group, from their free agent signings, they like to make a splash. They like big names. What do you think happens moving forward with the managerial position in Philadelphia?
I think they're going to stay with Thompson for now because obviously they're winning. I think they want to be able to see. They want to be able to see how they are doing, how the team reacts. Obviously, they are a lot more relaxed. You know, you have to start the top with the Phillies. You look at David Dombrowski. He's the president of baseball operations. This is very similar to the team that he put together with Detroit on the back half of his tenure, where they have hitters up and down their lineup. Their defense is, it's not very good. And their starting pitching is relentless, but their bullpen's a mess. And that's the exact same type of team they have.
And that's what cost Girardi, right? It wasn't really his fault. That's more management. But let me ask you, you talk about Dombrowski, and I know you like Dombrowski, but he has a connection with Brad Ausmus.
Yeah, he was a player for him with Detroit. You know, I think they're going to let – I think – They also have a GM in Sam Fold, who's a former Tampa Bay Ray. I don't think that they can get rid of Girardi and then turn to Brad Ausmus, right? That's not sort of the bullet they want to use, for lack of a better term. I think they're going to let Rob Thompson sort of go a little bit. They'll make a decision. They'll see how the team plays. And by the way, Rob Thompson's a perfectly good baseball guy. This is not someone who's green behind the ears or wet behind the ears. I think they're going to let him sort of play. And if the team rallies around him, the team rallies around them. But they're going to need help with their bullpen if they want to go forward. There's no going around it. They have great starting pitching: Eflin, Wheeler, Gibson, Nola. It's their bullpen's a huge mess.
Jason B. Takaffin throwing it down with us, taking a look at the updated odds right now in the National League East. The New York Mets -440, the Atlanta Braves +550, Philadelphia Phillies 15-1, Marlins 75-1, and then the Nationals at the bottom here. But there's always talk about Mattingly being on the hot seat. And in past years, I've kind of said, well, you know, it's not like they spend any money on players, so I don't really know what you want from him. But what do you make of the Mattingly situation in Florida? And do you believe that he is potentially on the hot seat?
Well, right away, you have to look at, he is a Derek Jeter hire. He is not a Kim Ng hire. Kim Ng is the GM. She inherited Don Mattingly. Derek Jeter is not there anymore. So you're going to have the person on the hot seat because she will want to have her hand-selected GM. She has been an assistant GM for many teams. She's worked in baseball front office. So she has probably surveyed the landscape, so to speak. You know, the thing with Mattingly, the thing with the Marlins is, if you're going to look at their young guys, you're like, okay, they got Alcantara, they have Lopez, they have Jazz Chisholm Jr. They have a lot of great players. They should be a little bit better. And they should be a little bit better than the record says there, especially because the National League East with the Nationals, they're not that good, or they're not as good as they should be, the entire division. You know, Mattingly, if he's the next guy gone, I wouldn't be that surprised because, again, he's not Kim Ng's hire, and he was Derek Jeter's hire, and Derek Jeter's not there anymore.
And we'll get into Tony La Russa on the other side. There's a lot of managerial stuff to discuss. The Chicago White Sox obviously are another team with high expectations coming into the season that things have not gone their way. There's been controversies. They're losing. It's just one thing after another. But I don't know if the White Sox are going to pull the trigger on that. And when we come back, we'll also discuss with Jason, speaking of another manager that, well, he's on the hot.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hot seat, but people are always talking about him, and that's Dave Roberts. And what happened over the weekend with the 6-run rule and everything else in between. And the rule was, you know, that rule didn't exist, and it did, and then it didn't again. So it is what it is. But what I'm baffled by is why the Dodgers are tapping out when they're only down by 5 runs. More with Jason B. Takaffin on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with Jason B. Takaffin right now. Sirius XM channel 159 on Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We're talking baseball. Always love talking baseball with Jason. So let's talk about the debacle at Dodger Stadium over the weekend, in which on Saturday night the Dodgers were down 9-4 to the Mets in the ninth inning. Roberts, for whatever reason, decided to call on Zach McKinstry to come in to pitch. But, of course, McKinstry is a utility player. He's not a pitcher. There was some confusion. And you can't put in a position player to pitch unless the lead is 6 runs or more. And it was a 5-run lead. Now, it should be noted, that wasn't a rule before, but Major League Baseball got tired of so many position players pitching, so they made it the rule. But then during the pandemic years, they eased off the rule due to, you know, because there was a pandemic and rosters were already taxed as it was. But this rule is back. right now. So I don't think it's so much so that Dave Roberts didn't exactly fully know. I think there was just some sort of, can we do this? Can't we do this? Like, what's the official rule again right now? But I think that's sort of lost in all of this is, why are you doing this when you're only down by five when you have an offense as potent as the Dodgers is?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces to this story. There's a lot of subplots here. So I'm with you. If you look at from the Dodgers, you have won the first two games of a series against the Mets, who are probably the surprise team. You are going to be playing them in the NLCS if everything kind of aligns, or at least at this point. I understand the point of, okay, look, it's five runs, it's 162-game season. It was a close game until Pete Alonso hit a three-run home run in the seventh. You left a few guys on base in the seventh or eighth. Okay, live to fight another day. But I was watching this game on the Dodgers broadcast, and they were adamant that because of Bob Guerin, the Dodgers bench coach, he knows all the rules. And a little bit about Bob Guerin. He was a manager for the A's for 4 years. He was a bench coach for 10-plus years. He managed in the minors at A-ball, high A-ball, triple-A. He managed the Dominican League. He's been to four World Series as a bench coach. And a bench coach essentially is the operational, it's the COO, essentially. Make sure that all the T's are crossed, all the I's and lowercase J's are dotted, and make sure that everything is kind of tight amongst called baseball operations.
Yeah, like he'll know how many, like if the manager needs to know, hey, how many pitches is he throwing, right? Stuff like he's actually, it's sort of like like the assistant coach in the NBA.
Kind of.
He's doing all the X and O stuff. The coach is just sort of, you know, he's directing traffic.
Right. There's a lot of work that's done in spring training by the bench coach, but let's fast forward here. So we're in the middle of the game or we're in the middle of the season, and everyone is, the Dodgers broadcast as well, no one, you know, Bob Guerin would know all the rules. So of course that they would, you know, he knows what's going on. This is a rule that I believe they're going to rescind because they have already loosened the strings on the Ohtani rule, as in they want their guys who can hit and pitch to be able to hit and pitch. So they'll want to be in a situation where they can bring in, let's use Hunter Green as an example, even though that he stopped hitting in high school because he was such a good pitcher. So they want to convince the Hunter Greens of the world to keep pitching, right? Keep hitting and pitching so they can be.
Well, let me just throw that out there, actually, just because, you know, all the rules. You can be a two-way player, but you have to have pitched at least 20 major league innings the previous year or played at least 20 major league baseball games as a position player or designated hitter with at least three plate appearances in each game.
Yeah, so they're going to rescind that rule, I would bet, in the offseason, because I understand why baseball would like the rule, because they don't want guys getting inflated offensive numbers, because that's how they're judged upon in arbitration, and those players need those hard numbers. If you're the Mets 100% wanted to face a position player because they want to also get in some of those empty calories and put up some numbers and also put the game away. And the Mets were not very happy that the relief pitcher was allowed a full, you know, they were allowed to warm up fully, even though the Dodgers were the ones who did not know the rule. That is a very odd situation that happened, and both teams were kind of angry at the time. And it was
an 11-minute delay, too. It turned into 11 minutes.
Yeah. Like, that shouldn't happen. And I understand the Dodgers not knowing the rule, but you can't let the guy warm up. It sucks, but that's what happens. Is you should have known the rules. C.B. Buckner, the head umpire crew chief, you can even hear him say, like, look, what are you yelling at me? Like, it's the rule. Like, there's not much he can do about it. But, you know, I understand what you were saying before about why you're giving up on a five-run lead. But I just think that they should have known the rules, especially when the Dodgers of all teams, you know, they have pitchers that get injured, right? Like Ginger Guard, Dustin May, Kershaw, even though he just threw his final rehab assignment today. Like, they're used to pitch. They should be very leery of this because the Dodgers, literally every inning counts for them in their pitching staff.
Well, and you know what? For the record, Dave Roberts did this last year, actually, down five once. He's done it before. So, and, you know, it's one of those deals. We never know what their thinking is and who's injured, who's this, who's that, and everything else in between. But in today's modern baseball, five runs is just, you know, I get it that, you know, I think it was just sort of a accumulation of the week of frustration as well with the Pirates in there. And
yeah.
And they just sort of said, well, we're topping up. But it's almost the opposite, isn't it, of how Kapler manages, where we talked about, he's managing a series, not so much the game. And it looks like Roberts was just tapping out as far as the game was concerned.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And it was a very long week for, I mean, the Pirates and Orioles.
Was the most frustrating week. You know, I'm a diehard Dodger fan. Yeah. Like, this is the first time I've seen anger in the dugout. Like, they're a very loose, happy team. Like, even sometimes when they lose, they're a little too loose. You know what I'm saying? But this is the first time you could see, like, Roberts was dropping F-bomb after the players were frustrated in the dugout. I mean, man, they lost 6 or 7 games to the Pirates.
Yeah. And you know what? This is a good thing, I think, in the end. We talked about it earlier when Roberts predicted he was going to go to the World Series. Don't shy away from these large expectations. Get mad in late May and early June, because they've had it on easy street up until last year with the NL West. And now, yes, they should be mad. There should be some urgency. And I like that there's fire in the team. I mean, you as a fan, you don't want to get swept by the Pirates at home, but you want to be able to say, yes, my team, there are high expectations here.
Remember I told you, well, we were talking about Manny Machado, and he said, well, who's that one guy? And I said, Mookie Betts.
You nailed it.
Right? He was 12-1, I think, at the time. 10-1? 12-1?
I'm pretty sure FanDuel had him at 12-1.
Yeah. I don't know if this is an overreaction right now, but so Mookie has gone on a tear. As you know, we kind of expected that he would. He's now the favorite at plus 320. Yeah, Manny Machado was now plus 440.
Where's Paul Goldschmidt?
Plus 480.
So Goldschmidt's interesting because the Cardinals have a really good team. They have Gold Glovers, it seems like, at every single position. They have been linked to Xander Bogaerts and seemingly every free agent to be, because they have a very good prospect pool. They have a very good. They have veterans that are in there to win now. Jack Flaherty is eventually going to come back. But Goldschmidt's kind of being the linchpin there, and they picked him up. They traded for him and Arenado. They gave up a lot of prospects for those two guys, and they're studs. And Goldschmidt just won Player of the Week. He hit 400 in May, 10 home runs. And the Cardinals are going to be pretty good. They're going to be in that division. They're going to be in that NL Central conversation all year with the Brewers.
Just as they always, people always write the Cardinals off, and they, you know, I've learned better. I've learned better not to do it. So Mookie Betts plus 320. Manny Machado plus 440, Paul Goldschmidt plus 480, Bryce Harper 9-1, Alonso 12-1, Freddie Freeman 15-1. Looking at the American League, Aaron Judge plus 230, Mike Trout plus 350, Otani plus 350, Ramirez 12, Guerrero 20, Devers 20. And in our remaining moments, let me throw this at you, actually, the Donaldson stuff. And Donaldson coming back and then saying, you know, I don't appreciate that they didn't have my back. And he's basically saying the manager, number one, and Aaron Judge, number two. Aaron Judge is a free agent right now. And there's no secret. San Francisco is already sort of putting things together. There was talk with the Angels guys around them, sort of joking with Aaron without the tampering deal. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That there's a lot of this stuff going on right now. And now you got Donaldson. I just think Donaldson, I just found it ironic that Donaldson comes back to bitch about what a great teammate he is as he publicly rips other people on his team. What did you think of the situation?
Yeah, I thought it was the Yankees' way of saying, listen, we're having an amazing year. We don't need you. Like, you're
right.
if you're going to be a distraction, it's okay. We can either DH you, or we can just move LeMahieu to third base, Gleyber back to second. We have guys, we have professionals everywhere. And you know,
Cashman does not like drama. He don't call his bluff. He will. You said, man, look what he did to Fraser. He sent that kid to Columbus for the rest of his life.
And you know what? The Yankees right now, and you know, their GM, Brian Cashman, had just an absolute, it was very quiet in the offseason. They had these two explosive things where one, he went public with the number that, you know, they said they offered a $225 million extension to Aaron Judge over 7 years, $30 million a year. You never hear that happen. And then he also talked about not what they would have won the World Series in 2019 without the Astros. Two very back page story news, you know, pieces in New York. But he is essentially put together. He would probably win GM of the Year right now because he made very under-the-radar trades for Connor Falefa and Donaldson. He got rid of Gary Sanchez finally and Gio Urshela and, you know, Jordan Montgomery and Jameson Taillon, the guys who they got a couple years ago. They're starting to finally, be healthy and sort of put great seasons together. Garrett Cole. You know, you can chalk him up for a top five, top three Cy Young finish. And, of course, Nestor Cortes Jr. So he kind of put all of his chips in. He almost doubled down you know, by calling out, I'm not going to say call Judge's bluff, but sort of getting public about Judge and also talking about the 2019 World Series. And they're doing really well. So to answer your initial question, they're just like, look, we're really good right now. We can't have any distractions. We have no problem not playing you or just, you know, like we're going to limit our distractions this year. They have too many good things going.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And for them.
Jason, time always flies when we talk baseball. It's always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us tonight. Where can people find you online?
At Jason B. Tucker and Gabe, thank you so much for having me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. Thanks to Jason B. Takafin for joining us on the program here this evening. Great stuff talking baseball with Jason. I want to get you caught up to date with some playoff odds right now. And one thing with baseball futures, you got to be pretty patient. I did put a few in. I went bigger on baseball futures than I normally do. I've been more future orientated over the last year or so with my betting. But, you know, I get it. It's a long season. Yeah, I don't know if it's just me. Listen, time goes by fast for me, all right? So here we are. We're in June right now, and we're already into June. NFL football, college football's around the corner. We're going to start breaking down. We got to do, like, college football. If we do, like, I don't know if we do every team preview. We'll go conference by conference, but it's going to take forever. So we should probably start pretty soon. And, you know, NFL football, same thing. NFL's going to be here before we know it. Sort of the calm before the storm right now in the NFL. You know, there's not a lot going on. This is the time. Like, you had those little mini camps and stuff like that. We always talk about this at this time of the year. It's the last chance before, like, the real training camp where coaches hope players don't do anything dumb, don't get hurt. And, you know, it's the one chance for them to go on vacation, right? Because after once the camp starts, there's no turning back. Right, there's no turning back. So it's kind of the calm before the storm. But as far as baseball is concerned, so Fernando Tatis Jr. update, because we were just talking about the MVP. And, you know, I talked about Mookie Betts being value at 12-1. This was 2 weeks ago. And, you know, Mookie was starting to light it up a bit, but I knew there was like a hotter streak coming. And, you know, another thing is, too, to, like, with the Most Valuable Player award, the media has to like you. And the media does like. They love Mookie Betts. I don't know if they love Manny Machado, right? Manny Machado's going to have to put up big-time numbers just to sort of, you know, overcome. It's a popularity contest to a certain extent. But the updated number right now, so Mookie Betts is plus 320 to be the MVP. I can't argue it. So where I was going with the long season is it's 4 months now. Right, we got June, July, August, September. So it's really not that long. It's, you know, I saw somebody tweet today. I didn't confirm it, but I believe her that it's 14 Sundays from NFL football. I know it's like 97 days now till the regular season. So like it's coming. Like this thing's around the corner and stuff. But as far as if football's coming in, the baseball season's cruising along, and I don't mind waiting 4 months for a future if I think it's going to win. Mookie Betts is plus 320. We kind of lost the value, even though plus 320 is still not a terrible number. Manny Machado was like plus 650. And remember, we were really mad at ourselves that we didn't get in on Manny. And now he's plus 440. The deal with Manny is where he's kind of screwed, like I said, the popularity aspect of it's going to be a problem. But there's a lot of baseball left, man. All right, and this is where I want to get to as far as the playoff odds are concerned. So the Atlanta Braves, you know, it's interesting. The Atlanta Braves aren't having a great year right now, and we've talked about this where people say, well, you know, they're not the same team as they were. Well, they kind of are in a sense. They were a sub-500 team all year until August. And they got hot at the right time. People seem to forget this. Like, baseball's a long season. Good teams that aren't playing well can turn it up a notch. Average teams that are playing well will generally hit a wall at some point. We saw the Angels. Now, the Angels can reverse this, but they're in tough. Their schedule doesn't get any easier. But as far as the Braves are concerned, they're minus 185 to make the playoffs. So I can't argue, and I can't tell you, oh, there's good value with the Atlanta Braves right now. They're minus 185 to make the playoffs, which you can bet no at plus 155. Now, I want to get into the Boston Red Sox, actually, because this is a number. I'm looking for numbers here for, like, the playoffs. So the Braves, because I do think the Braves are going to turn it up a notch. I do think the Braves are going to start winning more than they lose. You already see it starting to happen right now. They're never healthy, but I do think that the Braves will start to win baseball games, and they're going to be in the playoff mix, but the odds makers agree they're minus 185 to make the playoffs, and that's not a bet I'm going to make. Baltimore are not making a playoff, so we're going to skip that. Boston, though. You know, Boston were really struggling early to start the season. They are plus 185 to make the playoffs. Yes is plus 185. No is minus 230. I tell you what, as it is now, they are in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, we have the expanded playoff format, right? The league, the owners wanted to put like half the damn league in, that the players were smart enough to say, no, we're not doing that. The players didn't do that out of integrity. The players don't get paid for the playoffs, right? They get a share and stuff, but they're not under contract, right? So they're not making the same fat money they make in a regular season. So that's why the players are against the playoffs. And that's why the owners are for more playoffs. The owners make it seem like it's for the fans and stuff, but it's not. They just make more money, and the players, like, get less to play in the playoffs. You know, like, if you win the World Series or something, you get, like, $250K or $300K. To somebody that's making all the money that they're making, getting $300K to risk injury in the playoffs and stuff isn't exactly enthralling. I get it. You're trying to win a World Series and all this, but also get it that it's their job, and suddenly they're not making money. They're playing for, like, a limited amount of money suddenly in the playoffs. That's why they don't want the expanded playoffs. That's why the players are like, no. We're not putting, like, 14 teams in. So they got it up to 12, right? So, in other words, there's three wild cards now. So the Blue Jays are going to make it. All right, the Blue Jays are good. I don't know if the Blue Jays are going to catch the Yankees. The Blue Jays are a good baseball team. They're just too deep not to win games. So the Blue Jays right now, they're up by 4.5 as far as the playoff spot is concerned. Same with the Rays. The Rays are right there with the Jays, all right? And then you got the Boston Red Sox, and you're getting plus 185. And now let's look at the teams behind the Boston Red Sox. Who do you think is going to be better from here on out for the rest of the season? The Boston Red Sox or the Angels? I'll say the Red Sox, and they're actually playing each other, so we can gauge it. But I think the Angels, listen, the Angels, it is what it is, right? They kind of hit the wall, and now the Angels will probably play about 500 baseball from here on out. You know, are they going to win 11 in a row to make up for this? No, right? Man, I'm not saying their season is over. They're in the playoff mix right now. That's why I bring this up. You know, it's a lot easier to make the playoffs now than it's ever been in Major League Baseball. So, I mean, the Angels right now, despite the fact that they're a game under 500 and they've lost 11 in a row, they're only a half game out. Like, it's a big series against with Boston. Hell, the Cleveland Guardians are a half game out right now. I don't like that. I got the under-season win total for the Guardians. It's not, you know, they're sort of flirting with it. They're 24 and 25. The Guardians are all right, though. They're a little better than I thought they were going to be. The White Sox are struggling. La Russa's on the hot seat. I'm not so sure, like, they're going to get back in the mix. I'm just saying, if you look at the teams here, and you're getting plus 185 with the Red Sox. And listen, I'm not a Red Sox fan by any stretch of the imagination, but who cares if I'm a fan or not? It's about value. And at plus 185, thing is with the Red Sox, they're a smarter organization. They could make a trade. They could tweak things along the way. Another thing with the Red Sox is, like, sort of, you know, they have the pedigree. You know what I mean? Like, as the season goes on, who do you trust more? Like I said, Boston or the Angels? Right? Like, do you trust Boston or the Guardians? Like I said, as it is right now, Boston are in the playoffs. So, hypothetically, they need to be better than the teams behind them. And I think Boston are better than the Angels are. I think Boston, I know Boston are better than the Guardians are. I think Boston, White Sox could be good, but they got injuries. They have La Russa as their manager. It's not Chicago's year. The Texas Rangers are sort of a somewhat dangerous team, but I think they are kind of who they are. They're going to, you know, they'll win 4 out of 5 and then they'll lose 4 out of 5 type of deal. But, you know, they're only a game and a half out. Like, the playoff picture, this is what the owners wanted. You know, everybody's in a mix. Hell, as bad as Seattle has been, they're only 3 games out of the playoffs right now. The Baltimore Orioles are only 5 games out. Dear God, Baltimore's 5 games out of a playoff spot. You want parity? These guys are 10 games under 500, but they're not making the playoffs. So Boston at plus 185 to me, that's a pretty, that's not bad. Look at this. The White Sox are minus 200 to make the playoffs. No is plus 165. I'll say no. I'll say yeah. I love these plus money plays, right? You don't need to win them all, right? If you go 500 playing these, we're going to make money. If we do better than 500, we're really going to do well. But yeah, the Red Sox to make the playoffs, yes, plus 185. White Sox to make the playoffs, no, plus 165. For the record, the Guardians, no, is minus 600. We were talking about the Angels. The Angels were like up to like minus 170 to make the playoffs when they were winning games. Now they're suddenly plus 145. I would rather take the Red Sox at plus 185 than the Angels at plus 145. In case you're wondering about the Dodgers, they're 150-1 to make the playoffs. So, there's not a lot you can do. Not a lot you can do there. The Red Sox catch my eye. I'm looking at like sort of sleepers here. Here's one that's not a sleeper. They're in first place. But if you recall, before the year started, I was high on this team, and I said, I know our boy Julio in Chicago remembers because he credited me for it, even though they haven't won yet, but I said, man, the Twins are, like, way, way, like, overpriced. Like, I thought the Twins were as good as the White Sox were coming into the year. I like what the Twins did in the offseason. Now, they do have injuries now. I see that Sonny Gray is injured. They do have some injuries. Now you look at the division that they play in, I don't believe in the White Sox, and I don't think they're going to fire La Russa midseason. So I think they'll bite the bullet. So for the record, the Minnesota Twins are minus 175 to make the playoffs, which I think they will. You saw it today. They're a good team over the weekend against you know, against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Twins can hit. The Twins are good. All right, the Mets are big favorites. If you think the Mets are going to collapse, you can get 12-1 that they're not going to make the playoffs. Yankees 17-1. So let's take a look at the National League here. So you get into first.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The bets for me here will be Boston, yes, to make the playoffs at plus 185. White Sox, no. Not to make the playoffs at plus 165. Seattle are plus 525. I wouldn't write Seattle off either, actually. It's not a bad little sprinkle at plus 525. They're only 3 games out. They play terrible, and they're a good home team. They'll win some games this summer at home. 520. We're just looking for value here. Plus 525 is not bad. I was hoping to get in on San Diego because I do, and you know, we were talking, Tatis. Tatis is getting a CT scan tomorrow to see whether he can start swinging the bat. There were always the reports that he would be back in late June, early July. So I think it's probably still on schedule. We'll have more news about this tomorrow. But San Diego are 10-1 to make the playoffs. There's no value there. They're 10-1 right now. San Francisco are minus 180. Not everybody can make it. I like the fact that you can bet no as well. That's a nice angle that you can bet no. The Blue Jays are 20-1 to make the playoffs. So when I look at the playoff picture here, what catches my eye, White Sox, no, plus 165. Red Sox, yes, plus 185. Twins, yes, minus 175. Little sprinkle on the Mariners, plus 525. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Level 2 continues. This is Sports Rage. All right. I'm fired up for these plays. See, now we're getting somewhere. That was a productive segment right there. I don't think the White Sox are making the playoffs. The thing is, if you look at the standings, right? If you look at the wild card standings. Listen, the Guardians are hanging around at 24 and 25. They're okay, but they're not good. Right? The Angels could be good, but they're the Angels, and they sort of overachieve. Now reality is caught up. So even if they sort of play 500, they'll be around 500, which will be good enough to be in a mix, right? You got Seattle, Texas, White Sox, Cleveland Guardians, Angels. I don't think they're better than the Red Sox, any of those teams. And the thing is, too, I know none of those teams are better than the Blue Jays and Rays. So, like, when we're talking about the wild card here, you're really talking about one spot suddenly, right? Because there's three spots, and Toronto is up 4.5, and Toronto aren't going anywhere, and Toronto didn't even have, like, you know, Toronto just lost it to even. They're still up 4.5. They're 31 and 22. The Blue Jays are a damn good team, all right? The Rays, we know the Rays are damn good. You know, those teams aren't going anywhere, man. They're only going to get better and compete with the Yankees. So, like, basically, you have the Yankees in, the Blue Jays in, the Rays are in, and now you get into, all right, there's one more spot. And at plus 185, I'm actually surprised about the number there. And then you look at the Chicago White Sox. Yeah, the White Sox are only one game back right now of the Boston Red Sox for the wild card. But I think these teams are trending in different directions. One of the clubhouses don't like their manager. Like, there's always controversy, and there's always something in Chicago. And a similar situation like with Girardi. One knock on Girardi was, and Bryce Harper took a shot at him after the game today, in which he said, it was nice to have the young guys contribute. We need to trust the young guys and let them play. And Joe Girardi didn't like young players, right? Because he knew he was going to get fired. So, and La Russa is the same. La Russa doesn't trust young players. He doesn't, you know what I mean? He's an old school guy. And it's upsetting a lot of people. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.